TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. Why don't you tell me the movie you'd like to see?
Andy, you are on your way to becoming like full, like Old West prospector.
or Randy Quaid.
Oh, God.
What's this now?
You guys saw that video where he like fucked his wife with some mask on, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a mask of Rupert Murdoch, was it?
he had like some crazy beard in it, right?
Yes. People referred to him as Meth Head Santa.
Meth Head Santa, coming down the chimney with itches and shakes.
And bitches.
I got this, Noah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Meth Head Santa's coming for meth.
He knows when blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
see what
Jesus.
I mean, Noah? We got this. Yeah. Set this one out.
No, I got this, baby. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, there's what happens when you call 777-FILM.
I was like, what the fuck's going on? I know you guys didn't hang up on me. Fuck no, it's shitty memory lyrics. Click.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
I love that it just goes to dial tone, too. Yeah, no reference on their website to 777-FILM.
Glad we cleared these
FAQ
mysteries up. You know what, listeners? You got mystery? Write us in. We'll figure it out for you, baby. Hello?
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
What the hell? All right, let's start the show for us.
That's what I do when I hear dial tone.
Oh.
You're never there. You're never there. You're never, ever, ever, ever there.
They are a fun show.
Speaking of fun shows, let's do the best we can with this one.
Yes. Onward to mediocrity.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we'd finish off round two of the Worst Movie Ever tournament. We talk about the reaction to Beyonce's Super Bowl ad and Facebook memes in general. And we talk more about our vacation time. You're welcome. And when you hear this sound, when he hooked me good, I take his ass a red lobster. That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to AOL TanCast. If you know the name of the shittiest hour you'd like to waste, press 1 now.
For Tan Laughs, press 2.
You have selected the next hour.
To skip to a worthwhile podcast, turn this shit off now.
I wonder why we keep losing listeners.
I know.
I'm Tim, the T in this shitty podcast.
I am Andy, the A in this shitty TanCast.
I am Noah, the N in this awesome podcast.
This podcast is rated R for a bunch of clumps saying shit they shouldn't say.
That doesn't start with R.
No, but R.
I don't even think it has R in there.
It's the reason.
The reason for the season?
You guys are peeing on my
Wait,
dreams.
Are we talking about Jesus?
What?
Our podcast has Jesus? I don't think he's listening anymore.
Sweet and sour baby Jesus.
Are you out there? Jesus!
He was our go-to guy. And he's like, you know what? I'm gone, too.
I got more messianic shit to do with my time.
He walked on the water to get away from us.
He died for our sins. Oh, we killed Jesus.
Oh, no. Oh. Shall we do the rest of round two of the worst movie ever contest? Yes, we
no.
should. Tournament,
no,
whatever
we shouldn't. No.
Too
yes.
bad.
No.
No. It's happening.
I quit.
You can't.
There's no getting out.
Okay.
Worst movie ever. Tournament.
All right. So to explain it for people who don't need it explained to them.
We don't have any new listeners today. What are you talking about?
Almost exactly a year ago, it turns out, We decided to try and come up with what is the absolute worst movie ever by watching a bunch of bad movies, and then every week two movies would go against each other, and we would pick the worst of those two movies, and then they would be put in the drawing to go into the next round. Well, we're finally getting around to the next round, and so now we're picking two movies that we watched that we decided are bad, and I just have their names in a hat. I'm going to pull them out. The three of us are going to decide which one is the worst movie to go on to the next round until we finally get it down to, I think it's going to be the three movies, and it'll be a gold, silver, bronze situation.
Very good. Should we also point out that that voting is available for movies that we had previously eliminated? We're opening this up for listener suggestions. I almost said viewer, but nobody's watching us do this shit.
No, barely anyone's listening.
I know. So if you are a listener and you want to go vote, and you can vote more than once. We're not telling you how to live your life.
You can vote once a day, every day, until we close.
You can only vote once.
Very good.
Ever. Ever.
A day.
A day.
Ever.
A day.
A day.
Ever.
A day.
A day.
This is like voting in Chicago. You can vote once a day.
Yes. To resurrect or suggest movies that we either eliminated or you feel like we missed. So at a later round, we will insert the listener favorite back
insert
into
it.
The process. Son of the Mask. Son of the Mask.
No one's voted for Son of the Mask. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Fuck! Son of the Mask!
Wait, let me double check. I haven't checked in a couple days.
Okay.
Oh! Someone has voted for Son of the Mask. Wow, we got some votes going on.
It wasn't even me. I should
However,
go vote.
It's tied with White Chicks at the moment.
Yes, White Chicks. That should be the top.
That was also a damn bad movie. So so who's leading the pack right now, Tim?
The White Chicks and Son of the Mask.
So we have two votes?
No, Sharknado and Disaster Movie and Caligula and Other, which is The Room, which got discounted. Sorry, The Room.
And eliminated last week, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes. Because so bad it's good. Was just redeeming enough.
I can't remember what it faced off against, but whatever it was worse. It was just so bad it's bad.
Yes.
Tim, do you still check to see where people listen from?
No. The way the blueberry... Actually, I don't know how to log into our new stats. I think we had to change our password and whatnot, and I don't log into our current stats.
I can teach you how to do that, but I'm not going to, because you gave me shit about calling Noah Wisconsin.
Fair enough. You make choices, you live with the consequences.
Yep, this is how life goes. That's about being an adult.
You're not going to whine and stop
That's
your
it?
Feet till you get your way?
Yep, exactly. Son of the Mask.
That's how you, that's when you're a rich adult.
Ah.
Ooh. All right, this first matchup, both movies that I saw, both movies that I can test to being horrible.
Mm.
Love Guru. Ooh. Sex in the City 2.
Oof. Sex in the City 2 is moving on.
I've only seen Love Guru, and it was awful. But, Tim, since you've seen them both, I kind of want to know what your vote is.
I'm on the fence. Like, it's like when you had to do, I think it was Battleship Earth against Blood Rain? No, it wasn't Blood Rain. It was something else. Anyway, and you'd seen them both, and we hadn't, and I'm like, and you were just like, I don't want to say one or the other because it endorses the other one.
Yeah, it's like both of these made me suffer. Fuck them both.
I guess if I have to watch one, yeah, I'm certainly not gonna watch Sex in the City 2. Sex in the City 2. Sex in the 2 moves forward. If I have to, I'll watch Love Guru because at least Stephen Colbert and John Oliver are in it.
Oh, that makes me sadder about Love Guru.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter what my vote is. So I abstain. Sex in the City 2 moves on.
Sex in the City 2 wins.
All right, that's a first. An abstain.
Well, really, I recognize my vote's meaningless, so.
Okay,
I will bandwagon. There we go.
Excellent.
All right, I'm unfolding these. Let's see. Mariah Carey's Glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And the classic anti-pot film, Reefer Madness.
Glitter's moving on.
She went to the hospital over Glitter. And it's a shitty movie.
Hospital.
Having watched Reefer Madness, and I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's an awful movie, start to back. It was actually bad for society, like its existence. But with the benefit of time, I feel like Reefer Madness now has that, you know, sort of that nostalgia of, look how stupid people were. that kind of gets it into that so bad it's good. Like, I think it was an objectively bad film at the time. I think that that sharp point has dulled over time, and now it is simply a dull movie that's fun to get high and laugh at.
Because irony.
Yes. All right. So yes, I'm going with you guys.
Oh, I haven't voted yet, I'll say Glitter, because why not?
Yeah, I'll go with Noah, and I guess Tim.
And Glitter wins.
Glitter wins.
Or loses. I don't know how you want to say it. Yeah. Oh, I was worried for a second that we didn't have enough left in the hat, but we do. Just perfect. Okay. House of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ooh, ball.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, holy shit.
Nice to see you.
Hmm.
That one killed Batman movies for a while, and George Clooney apologized for it.
Indirectly led to Man of Steel. Because they corrected with Batman Begins, which made DC go, oh, everything has to be dark, which made Zack Snyder go, what if we fucking break this neck?
Zack Snyder. Fucking hell. Go back to making good X-Men movies.
He hasn't made any X-Men movies.
I thought he made the first two.
You were thinking of Bryan Singer.
I was thinking of Bryan Singer, not Zack Snyder.
Bryan Singer made the generally unliked Superman Returns.
Yes, yes, he did.
He did all right with X-Men, though. At least the last one.
He did.
Yeah, all three that he directed I like.
So, sorry, Batman and Robin.
We wanted to think about anything other than House of the Dead and Batman and
yes.
Robin.
Yes, I think objectively, House of the Dead is a far worse film. Far worse. Batman and Robin was an awful comic book movie that impacted careers. I mean, the casting was awful. The direction was awful. In many points, the acting was awful, although I'd still blame the director for that shit.
Don't forget the costuming was awful.
Oh, the bat nipples. Oh, God, the bat nipples. Oh, and Mr. Freeze's light-up candy teeth. What the shit?
Wow, no one ever brings up his light-up candy teeth.
What the shit was that? I am going to smile at you with light because I am frosty and frost equals light. Don't think too hard about this.
Ugh. So I was just talking to somebody about how I saw this and Speed 2 on the same day. And I was like, I think I might be done with movies.
Ugh.
I might be pulling a Noah before I even know who he was. Is that what happened, Noah? Did you see two shitty movies on the same day? You're like, fuck it.
Like, I'm out. I gotta account for this time at some point. Deathbed regrets. Not on my watch.
Was it this contest, Noah? Is this what killed your desire to watch movies?
No. I just wanted to do this on my time.
Oh. God. See, the problem is for all the hate that I have for Batman and Robin, parts of it still fall into that so bad it's good. Like, I'm going to watch this and mock the shit out of it. And I think I would rather, like, I'd rather get a paper cut in the webbing between my fingers than watch House of the Dead again.
Yeah, I would say House of the Dead moving on.
Yeah, I'm the House of the Dead moving on for me as well.
Yeah.
I would watch Batman and Robin.
House of the Dead wins.
I have watched Batman and Robin, not even for this contest. Like, hey, I'll watch that again. Ooh, this is horrible.
Ooh, I'm going to keep going.
This is disgusting. I hate this. More? Please.
Batman and Robin is sort of my calamari. It's like, is this still objectively awful? Yep.
And Batman and Robin could also maybe be pig anus. We don't know.
Could be.
Pig anus. Delicious. All right. So we got Barbed Wire, starring Pamela Anderson. To the so bad, it's fallen into public domain because no one felt the need to renew the copyright. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I haven't seen either, so I've got to go on reputation.
Wait, what was the first one again?
Barbed Wire.
Barbed Wire.
Ooh, Noah, you all right?
Yeah.
Cutting in and out.
Oh. How do I sound now?
Like same. You're cutting in and out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
That song came on my iPod the other day, just the song. I was like, wait, what? Is there technical difficulties? Oh, no.
Did you think, my iPod's telling me it's dying?
Nope.
Well, whatever you didn't do, it seems to have fixed it.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, it's which is good. Wait. Because I was about to start singing sea shanties.
There's some little things turning like orangey yellow, which I think means I don't have a strong signal. Oh, now it's back. It's just going back and forth.
Awesome.
Okie dokie. Well, hopefully everything's okay. Cross our fingers and soldier on.
All right.
So, barbed wire versus Santa Claus conquers the Martians.
And both of these were mine. I remember really not liking barbed wire.
It's just barb. It's a name.
Whereas Santa Claus conquers the Martians is just like, nothing is happening. This is dumb.
I seem to remember you saying that there was like a lot, like a surprising amount of misogyny in barbed wire. Where like it was supposed to be girl power and it just like, it missed badly. But I may be misremembering.
That could be true. I don't remember. I listened to these episodes not too long ago, and the only thing I remember is like the Pamela Anderson's catchphrase is "Don't call me babe."
Yes.
For no reason, at the end, the main bad guy goes, "This reminds me of my favorite song, I Got You, Babe," which is like, what? Why would you say that? Nothing about what's going. Like he's dangling from something. Nothing about it would remind anybody of that song. It exists only to have her say, "Don't call me babe." End of movie explosion. Yeah. Oh, and Barbed Wire is supposed to be a remake of Casablanca.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Oh, yes.
Huh.
Yes. Oh, God. Shitty and pretentious?
That might push it over the edge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm biased because I like Christmas stuff, so I will watch Santa Claus Conquers the Martians again. Actually, I'm definitely going to watch it because I'm going to do it for an episode of the show. So for me, Santa Claus Barbed Wire goes forward.
I would say Bob Bar goes for it too, just because I would just Santa Claus versus Mario just sounds like I'd want to watch it just to say I did. Or Santa Claus comes.
Tim, am I stroking out or are we like skipping through time?
We're just skipping through time, like in the other words, he's saying other words.
That was so weird because it was like Noah would start it and suddenly it would just be a completely different thought, and it was like there was no concept of what was missing in the middle.
Do I sound terrible now?
No, you're better now.
Why does it keep going in and out?
It's so weird. But, like, that was the weirdest one. Like, it wasn't like it would stop or anything like that. It was like, it was jumping over. Like, there must have been thoughts in the middle there.
Yeah, barbed wire. I'd much rather watch Santa Claus versus Mars. It sounds like one of those cult things. Like, this is weird. Like, I want to see this.
I think I would rather watch
Santa Claus. Dun, 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 dun.
I would definitely rather watch the Mystery Science Theater people, or Riff Tracks or whatever they are now, rip on Santa Claus versus the Martian, but or conquers the Martians. But yeah, I gotta put barbed wire through.
Barbed wire wins.
Because again, you know, it was that same thing that I said about like. If you're putting like actual athletes who are like, you know, the peak human condition up against people who are, you know, overcoming some sort of handicap or injury or whatever. So, you know, like racing Olympians versus Special Olympians just doesn't seem fair.
Jeez, don't do this again, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
You did it last week. You had to backpedal. You never quite succeeded. Just stop.
On a side note, just because someone's in the Special Olympics does not mean they are not physically capable of beating someone else who's in the regular Olympics.
I recognize that, however, I would say they are unlikely to medal in the regular Olympics because if they were, they would also be Olympians and not just Special Olympics.
Well, would Special be competing Olympics in has the Olympics also to do with their mental state. It's not have to do with their physical.
What Andy is saying is that people in the Olympics are like the best of the best of the best, whereas the Special Olympics are the best of the of that group of people.
People who are overcoming some sort of adversity.
Right.
Like, Olympians are just, they are the best.
I was actually just watching a TED Talk where the guy mentioned someone who was a medalist in the Special Olympics and the regular Olympics.
Yes, and I'm saying that is possible. However, if it was common, it would be. So there are super low budget.
I just think it's insulting that you imply that you are not capable. Just let it go, Andy. Let it go.
Okay.
I think both of you should let it go. Just stop talking about it.
I won't hold that back anymore. So, yes, I'm sorry. I should have picked a better metaphor, but I'm saying something starting off.
I had a whole week to think of a better metaphor.
Okay. So Donald Trump versus, let's say, Bill Gates. So your guy's starting off. So a guy's super rich, but he started off with all the fucking advantages. Like, I got to hold it against the guy who thinks that he's self-made and he's standing on the shoulder of giants. So it's sort of – it's the same thing with these movies. It's – if you had all the advantages of like major studio backing and a big ass budget and you fucking squandered it, fuck you.
All right. Last matchup.
Excellent.
All right. Sorry, Special Olympians. You guys are awesome. I'm sure you could all kick my ass.
Catwoman versus Grown Ups 2.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I heard Catwoman was awful.
Oh, I watched them both. They were both awful. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, dear God.
I don't want to watch either of them again. Ever. Ever. Oh, Catwoman had... it was like Catwoman was like a white guy trying to write urban dialogue. So, like, all of a sudden, basketball breaks out between the brown lady and her brown love interest. Because that's how urban folk... bond is over basketball.
Brown American, Andy?
Yes, sorry, brown Americans. I think dude was Hispanic, but whatever. Maybe he was just real tan. Real tan. They got a real tan white guy. They're like, hey, you look sort of urban. It's like, I just spent some time in Florida. Like, well, go back to Florida until we film. But, like the Gumby physics, like the special effects were so bad. And it was like they loved it. They thought it was awesome. They spent so much fucking time with this like stretchy, weird, not human. Like, remember how much I hated Polar Express because of the dead corpse eyes on all the kids? This was that in the middle of a fucking action movie. It's like, you could have done wire work. They're like, nope, we're just gonna toss Halle Berry's stretchy corpse around the room for a little while. But Grown Ups 2 fell into that the worst sin, the one that pisses me off the most, which is a comedy that makes you want to punch yourself in the face to not have to sit through another, air quotes, joke. That movie started with a deer pissing in their faces in bed for no fucking reason other than I'm sure someone thought that was funny somewhere. Like, okay, a deer's pissing on someone's face. Like, it wasn't even like an attempt at like a joke with no setup kind of deal of like, hey, we're going straight for punchline, like go, go Buffalo in Idle Hands, which was funny because it fucking no context. This is just like deer pisses on her face. Why? Because deer. Oh, my God. Fuck both those movies so hard.
Well, I forgot what the first movie was.
Catwoman.
Or, what was
Catwoman,
the
Grown Ups 2.
Oh, right.
Oh, God damn. God damn. And, like, the plot of Catwoman was... it wrecked. Like, they just completely threw away everything that made Catwoman Catwoman. And, like, we're going to come up with something totally different, and there's going to be a whole bunch of Catwomen, and it's going to be, like, this crazy mystical thing. Except, like, the origin story was very similar to Michelle Pfeiffer's origin story in Batman Returns?
Correct.
Yes.
Well, you realize Catwoman is originally going to be... just a sequel with Michelle Pfeiffer, and she was on board, and Tim Burton was on board, until Batman Returns was too dark to sell Happy Meal toys, and they nixed him.
Ooh, that
So, like, sucks. How much of the strip should we change? Very little. All right, keep moving forward, then.
So we're going to kill another girl in a very similar way, and then have her wake up with cats licking her face. Except this time, we're going to put it at a place that is just, like, mysteriously next to the ocean, with cliffs and shit. And huge fucking pipes that lead out to the ocean for no fucking reason except for flushing away cat women, as one would do in a industrial manufacturing facility. You know those cat women, always showing up in your manufacturing facilities, needing flushing.
Did you pick one?
This is one of those, like, Sophie's Choice moments where I want to tell the Nazis to take both kids.
You made that joke last week. Let's go.
Wrap it up.
Sorry, I'm having full-on flashbacks. Goddamn Catwoman, but I'm giving my vote to Grown Ups 2. Fuck Catwoman, but fuck Grown Ups 2.
I'm gonna send Catwoman forward.
Yeah, what? You know, my limit is I would not do violence to somebody trying to make me watch Catwoman again.
I said what to Noah because I couldn't hear him, but thanks for launching into a new thing, Andy.
My balls, Tim. Lick them both.
I said I'm sending Catwoman forward.
Okay, so I have to decide.
Yep.
I feel like Catwoman is worse than Grown Ups 2. Nah, I'm going to watch Catwoman before I watch Grown Ups 2. So Grown Ups 2 goes forward.
All right.
Grown Ups 2 wins.
Because I saw it was on Netflix. I almost just watched it just to watch it. All right, so we're done for this week.
I wouldn't unless you got like other shit that you can do at the same time.
I always have other shit I should be doing.
I mean, like something else to distract you. Like, I'm going to put Catwoman on and pay it the barest of attention.
All right, so the winners go here, the losers go there, and we are done with that. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
For some very weird, weird definition of winner.
They don't even get a chicken dinner.
Yeah. it's either winning down or losing up. I don't know which.
So maybe next week we will start round three, pit these last ones against each other.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll see.
Make it so, Tim.
So if we get it down to five, we can bring in the listener favorite and make it six. Run those six against each other pairwise to come up with our final three.
And then we rank
them.
Those gold, silver, bronze. Yeah, I don't watch the Olympics.
I feel like we need different kinds of metal, like tin, arsenic.
How about turd puke fart?
Now I feel like we need to rank turd puke fart. I think puke is the worst.
Okay, puke turd fart.
Yes, yes.
How about diarrhea turd fart?
Yeah, oh. I was going to say, what about diarrhea?
Yes.
Keep it all in the same
family.
What
about, like, diarrhea, puking diarrhea at the same time?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I like the consistency of having them all come out of your ass.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Much as our opinions have been.
But, no, I really do appreciate your nuclear option there. That was a good suggestion. Very quality.
I had a friend one time that had to choose between that, and he chose poorly.
Oh, yes. The devil's dilemma. I told you guys, man. My wife had to make that choice when we were in San Jose, and she was clever enough to grab a trash bin. So she prioritized correctly and still managed to handle everything.
Good job.
Yeah. I married a smart one.
We know who to call in a crisis.
Yes.
Hey, I got diarrhea and I got puke at the same time. What do I do?
All right, stay calm. First of all,
ass always gets the priority. The food's been in you longer, it is worse.
If you want to clean one or other off the wall, but puke smell just lingers.
Oh, does
I guess,
it?
I mean, I guess diarrhea smell would linger too.
I was going to say, it does, but you really think that's going to be kinder than shit, liquidy shart?
Oh, dear.
There are times where you choose. There are times. I should back this up. You don't choose. There are times where that devil's dilemma just sneaks up on you. Like you're already puking, and then all of a sudden you don't get that moment to decide.
Oh, yesterday I was coughing, and like every cough just burned my lungs like they were on fire. Ooh. And it was getting to the point for some reason that it started to activate my gag reflex like I was about to puke. Meanwhile, I was sitting on the toilet at the moment. I'm like, I have to cough. I don't want this to happen.
Yeah, if I'm going to be sick, I much prefer to be in my bathroom where the toilet and the tub are next to each other.
Yeah, fortunately, it was at work, so I'd be like, yeah, well, janitor, good luck with that.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to aim my head in the bowl. We'll just roll these dice.
All right, so let's move on. I believe Noah had a particular topic he wanted to get to this week.
Let's get political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get political, and it's probably gonna suck.
Oh, well, if you guys, you didn't seem particularly interested, or maybe that was just
I was just making jokes on the text message. I'm totally interested in this topic.
What started is like, it's interesting, like, and, you know,
what topic?
Oh. Well, let me start off first.
All right.
I was getting there, baby.
I mean, this is not a new thing, but just more and more I started to, like, notice that, like, people that you know, that, like, you meet them, you think they're great people, and they, like, you feel like, why do you have that shitty opinion on Facebook? Like, they'll post something, like, really? What the fuck is wrong with you? Which, you know, one of those things is my roommate Roberto posted this meme, and I'm sure he did not fact check this, but he posted a meme of Beyonce claims she doesn't trust cops, but got a ride to the Super Bowl, you know, in a cop escort. And I was like, you know, she has this new video out, and, like, nowhere in the video does it say she does not trust cops. It addresses the issue that, you know, cops, you know, most recently there have been, like, shootings involving black people, which is not, like, something you can deny. You know, you can deny, like, was it deserved or not, or you could argue that, but, and I'm like, do people even fact check this shit? Like, why do you just post stuff that is not true, or has not been, like, proven?
I mean, I'm sure I'm guilty of it, but I only notice it when it's people I don't agree with, and yeah, it sucks.
I mean, and that could be the other thing. It could be like, yo, I don't agree with this opinion, that's why I notice it. But also, I mean, actually, I do notice it when people, like, I like Obama, and people post stuff about him. I'm like, well, it's, you know, it's not really, like, the truth. That is, like, missing so much of the nuance and the details of what actually happened.
Yeah, when they post things about how great his two terms have been, and they assign credit to him stuff that wasn't necessarily because of him, like the current falling gas prices. I'm like, that's not really Obama.
Yeah, the same as it wasn't Obama when the gas prices were going up, where people were like, Obama took office and gas prices are double. It's like, yeah, from an all-time low, because we were in the middle of a, say it with me, economic recession that's the worst since the Great Depression.
But yeah, like, this whole Beyonce thing has really pissed me off. Like, let me throttle that back. when I see it, I get irritated, then I move on with my life. But, like, people are like, oh, I'm going to boycott Beyonce and the Super Bowl because Beyonce is anti-cop. I'm like, no, she's saying specifically, hey, cops, stop shooting black people. She's not saying that specifically, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Like,
because now I'm not speaking literally.
That gets to that whole thing with the, like, whatever this backlash is against Black Lives Matter of, like, all lives matter, Black Lives Matter is racist, reverse racism, black people are against white people. Whoa. Calm down. It's like the whole statement of Black Lives Matter is pointing out that black people are disproportionately likely, when they are armed or not, to get shot by cops. Like, how many videos have there been of white guys where it's like, sir, put the gun down? Like, the fucking Oregon militants. It's like, put your guns down and come on out. You'll never take me alive. Please put your guns down and come out. You'll never take me alive! Okay, well, you just stay there and we'll stay here then.
Yeah, if it was some black paramilitary group that had taken over something in Oregon, I bet things would have ended differently.
Yeah.
And I bet the narrative through most of the country would be way different.
Yeah. Yeah, but you get so many people, maybe it's all, you know, internet echo chamber, but like Reddit gets super racist if you mention Black Lives Matter. Super entitled white dude racist.
And it's like, no, all lives matter. Okay, but we're pointing out Black Lives Matter because before this, you never fucking thought about it at all.
Yes.
That's so the point.
Your inherent racism makes you hear Black Lives Matter and think they're saying Black Lives Matter more than white lives matter. Which is, no, they are saying people treat black lives as if they matter less. We are here to remind you, black lives also matter. We just dropped the fucking also.
And I mean, you know, as I get older, I think more and more about, like, what I want to put out in the world. And, like, just, I guess, kind of, like, more been thinking about, like, saying something, like, when people post stupid shit. It's like, wait a second, like, this is not really true. And if enough people are telling you something, maybe you should fucking listen. Like, I don't think they're all just making it up.
See, I've gone the reverse. Like, I used to, like, when I would see somebody post something, I'd be like, well, actually this and that and this. And then, like, more and more, I've just been like, fuck it. Like, I'll start the thing. I'm like, well, actually, delete, 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 leave page.
I mean, I don't want to do
it. I don't delete the person. I just, like, I can't. I won't. No.
I don't do it in a confrontational way. Like, when Roberto posted the thing about Beyonce, I'm like, oh, you know, can you point me to a link where this actually, she said this? Because I'd be curious to read it, you know,
call out, like, you didn't do the research, did you? Like, you just posted something. this other guy I'm friends with, he posted about DMX, I guess ODing, supposedly, and cops saved him, but he raps about killing cops. And he posted that link. And I just posted, instead of, like, being like, what, you know, he still deserves to be sad. I'm like, oh, that's sad. I hope he's okay. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, taking a different tag, not confrontational, but, like, not, you know, being kind, I guess. I don't know. Or, like, saying, like, hey, can you, like, actually provide some information about, like, what you're talking about? Like, I love it when someone posts something with what seems to be, like, research and actual facts instead of just, like, a meme. Like, even if it may not be true, it still seems like more effort than, like, I just posted this picture that someone else created. Like, when even if I don't agree with it, I'm like, well, at least you, like, you know, took some time to write something out. Hello?
Yeah,
okay. No, we're agreeing with you.
You don't care if they write out, Tim?
I was, yeah, not really.
Okay.
Because sometimes they take a lot of words to say the exact same thing a meme would and did it with just as little
research. Well, sure.
It's like, oh, there's 17 talking points I've heard before and you've just strung them together. Well done.
All right. They're just parroting something. I guess I'm more impressed if they put something in their own words as opposed to just like, oh, I'm just, you know, parroting something that someone else wrote. You'll click on those links, right? And then, like, nowhere does it provide, like, an actual, like, reference or, you know, proof. It just says, oh, she did this. I'm like, well, where does it say that? Like, link me. Like, nothing.
Yep.
And then people who post links that are, like, clearly to, like, oh, this is the most reputable fly-by-night blog I've ever seen in my life.
You never even heard of it.
Exactly. It's like, oh, what they link it to? ABC, you know, BBC,
it's
CNN.
It's called like, I hate niggers.
Even Fox News. Even Fox. Nope. Tancast.com. Like, wait. Yeah. That was me. I wrote that. I was bored one day.
I mean, it's also interesting when, like, the name of the blog is clearly like just by the name of this blog, I feel like you're a little biased. Like, I can't remember exactly, but, like, you know, it wasn't like I love cops, but it was like something along those lines where I'm like, just by reading this URL, I think I already know, like, what your slant's going
to
be.
Yeah, I don't understand this. That was what I was going to get to when I first started saying this is irritating me, is that people, like, either you're with cops 100% of the time or you're anti-cop.
Yeah.
Like, either you believe that the cops are 100% right in every single situation or you're anti-cop and you need to shut up. Like, that seems to be how every reaction to any criticism of police seems to go.
But that's really people's reaction to, like, most things, right? Like, when they oftentimes argue the extreme as opposed to, like, oh, well, you know, sometimes there's some good cops, sometimes there's some bad cops. Like, I don't know, it seems like a lot of political arguments are very extreme as opposed to, like, in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, because, you know, it's much easier to argue extreme thing than it is to argue gray area, right?
Because
it's like there's no defining line. It's just like, well, it's kind of gray. And, like, yeah, people don't acknowledge, like, some cops are shitty fucking people. Like, I'm sure they're racially, you know, killing black people. I'm sure they're racially, you know, killing other, you know, ethnic groups. You know what I do find sad, though, is that black people get so much focus, but it's like there's racism against other groups of people. Like I feel like as far as, like, race culture goes, black people gets a lot of press and not a lot of other cultures.
Especially Asians.
Yeah, like,
I feel like no one
I don't even know what to deal with.
I mean, there's a billion of them. You'd think they'd have, you know, a voice, but hey, can we knock off the shit? Just because I think most of their, besides driving, I feel like most of their stereotypes are somewhat positive. Like, they tend to be smarter and, you know, better business people, and, like, that's what the stereotype is or whatever.
Yeah.
You think a dumb guy who with a failed business would be like, hey, I don't need this.
You know, there's a lot of pressure. People. I'm not good at math. Don't ask me to do 1 + 1.
I don't know. 7. I don't. Is it 7? I don't know.
The one that astounds me, but shouldn't, is how acceptable it has become to be racist against Muslims. Like, just flat out.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, now, okay, I don't know. Like, I feel like this story hasn't had a lot of press, I guess. But it hasn't been very it's not very popular. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. But like, I heard a story that like, exactly, hasn't gotten a lot of coverage. Apparently they were closing down mosques in France, and they found a big cache of like 100 weapons in one of the mosques. And then like everybody I saw post this story was like, see, this is proof we need to shut down all the mosques. And I'm like, wait, what? Why haven't I heard more about this? Which makes me think it must be bullshit, or there must be some mitigating factor to why, like, okay, A is true and C is true, but B is in the middle, which makes this make more sense. Or there really is a liberal bias conspiracy to keep us from knowing these things. Either way, we're about to crack this thing wide open.
Yeah, it's very weird. People are take one point of reference and be like, see, this proves everything. It's like, no, it proves that, yes, there are probably bad there are bad Muslims out there, sure. But there are also a lot of good Muslims. And I don't know, I just don't want to go for this world assuming like everyone's just bad just because. Like, that's just a shitty way to, like, I don't know, treat people. Like, I understand you want to be careful, right? But that doesn't mean you have to be racist. Like, you just be like, all right, like, I'm going to treat you like a person until you prove me otherwise. Like, and if someone's like, I don't know, you can't live your life in fear, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if
you, yeah, the...
we can't practice... I mean, go ahead, Andy.
Well, the whole thing with that, like, people freaking out about Muslims, it's like, okay, no, these are shitty people following a shitty ideology, and the shitty ideology happens to be Muslim. But, like, the assholes in Oregon... those guys weren't Muslim. Those guys weren't immigrants.
Right. They're shitty people no matter what, you know, no matter what race, what they do for a living, what religion they believe in. There's always going to be shitty people, yep, in this group. And that doesn't make that whole group shitty.
Yeah, shitty, violent, insane people come in all shapes, sizes, colors, and most importantly, creeds.
Shitty does not discriminate. That is the one thing that does not discriminate. Shitty.
Assholes. Assholes everywhere.
But yeah, like...
Remember from months and months ago where I'd tweeted about dick sand. Dick sand everywhere. Somebody just within like the last week went back and liked that. I'm like, that's a guy who knows what's up.
Going back in time.
That's a guy suffering from dick sand right now. Sorry. No. I just wanted to say dick sand again.
Go for it. You want to say it a couple more times real fast?
Dick sand, dick sand, dick sand.
Oh, no. Now it'll appear behind you in the bathroom mirror.
Oh, oh God, it's dick sand!
It will kill you. How did he die? It was dick sand.
Guys, tell my wife I love not pissing sand anymore.
But yeah, so I feel like I want to do more just in general, like for other people and just kind of like speak out against shitty stuff. Like, and also, like, I don't know if I mentioned this. I think I mentioned it to you guys, but I haven't mentioned on the podcast, but like my sibling is a trans. So now I think more about, like, well, you know, maybe I should do more for, like, trans people, right? Like, obviously I can't do everything. Like, I can't save, you know, all the people or, you know, save all the homeless. But it's like, I feel like I should do more. And, like, I wonder if there are times, I'm sure there have been times when someone said something shitty and I didn't say anything. And I'm like, fuck, I should say more shit. Like, don't let people just get away. Not, like, be aggressive, but, like, hey, like, you know, that's not really true. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think a lot about that, like, in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I sometimes think I should be a better person, too. And then, you know, I go eat a snack and take a nap.
Have a big shit. Oh, clean your dick sand.
Dick sand ain't nothing to fuck
dick
with.
Dick sand.
So, while I've been sitting here, Amazon has told me, in this order, my package has been delivered. My package has been, it's in transit, and my package has been shipped. All the same package.
So your package,
I love how
is here?
Amazon is so fascinated with Noah's package.
Well, who isn't?
Fair point.
On the side note, that Beyonce song Formation, I enjoy it. There's also a reverse... Like, there's also backlash against her for different reasons about her, like, appropriating culture.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Like, Katrina is not your story to tell.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, then, don't bring high profile attention to it because it's not my story. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I think you know, people view it like as like she's using it to sell her song and album as opposed to like, hey, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happened here. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I mean, you know, people want to tear everyone down. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. Like, if you are a high-profile person, not everyone's going to love you. You're doing something shitty.
Yeah, people love to tell other people not to do shit.
Just like I try to tell Zack Snyder to stop doing shit.
Is it working, Tim?
Nope. I'm just screaming at the wind.
Screaming to the void.
It's okay, Tim. You were right. you have the moral high ground.
It's over, Zack. I have the moral high ground.
You underestimate my power.
Oh, it's Star Wars again?
Yeah. Except it was just high ground, not moral high ground.
From my point of view, Superman is evil.
That's the problem, Zach. I'm going to cut both your legs off. You were the chosen one. We're supposed to make DC exciting again, not shitty.
It's okay. We're going to make Zod into Doomsday for no fucking reason.
God damn it.
We've activated the Doomsday gene. What? What? No. No.
Why couldn't, spoiler alert, Kylo Ren stab you instead?
I assume, are you guys going to see Superman versus Batman in the theater?
Probably. Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. That's certainly not opening weekend.
Yeah, I'd say it comes down to probably, maybe, how it's reviewed.
Yeah. If like, people are like, oh my gosh, this is like everything you've heard is wrong, it's really good. But I gotta watch what they said about Man of Steel. Okay, no, not you. All right, not you.
What if they're middling?
If they're like, meh, it was okay.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I'll wait. Okay. Sad.
that you. It's not you're not gonna see it.
Yeah. If you told fucking high school Tim, there's gonna be a movie with Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in the same movie, and they're gonna fight Doomsday at the end. Sorry, Noah. I know you haven't seen any of the trailers. I just spoiled that.
I know he's in it.
Oh, okay. And you are not going to be the least bit excited about it. What? You're full of madness.
However, when you hear that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is in pre-production, you are going to shit your pants.
Wait, what the fuck is Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
What's Guardians of the Galaxy 1?
And you are also going to see Deadpool opening weekend. What's a Deadpool?
Yeah. I'm so excited to see that.
Me and Noah are going on Monday.
Aww.
We're going up to the city to see my buddy.
Yeah, we're
going to
bump. Taking your wife.
We're going to rub pee-pees together.
We're going to celebrate President's Day as it was intended.
See people die?
Picking cotton?
Yep. No.
Do you want to eat or something before? Or do you want to get food there? What do you want to do, buddy?
Just 69. That's all the
same. We don't need to do this on air. We can figure out later.
I was like, I was pretty much just going to see the movie and come back home.
Oh, I see, Tim. I thought we were going to make a day
well,
of it. No, it's fine. I'm just kidding.
if you listen to last week's episode, I had to pull teeth just to get this movie to be seen. No, I'm busy that day. I'm not talking about that day. Well, I'm talking about this day. I'm not talking about that day. Okay, this day. Wait, that day? No, I'm busy that day. I'm not talking about that day.
Wait, Tim, you can't just go out any time you want?
It turns out, no. Wow, did someone clean my computer?
Why would they do that?
Nice.
That's a nice looking computer.
I know, but it's lovely.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Anything interesting to post or talk about? No.
Andy? Anything you want to launch into?
Quickly? It snowed here, and that was interesting. Actually, it was kind of funny because my wife.
Here we go.
My wife.
Strap in, guys.
She hates it. Like she always freaks out because we've had the snowpocalypse.
When you put
like,
in the butt without asking.
Where people have gotten like stuck on the roads for like long periods of time. and I don't work close to home. So if there's like any hint of snowing, she's like, you better be working from home. Tell me you're working from home.
I see.
So she wasn't feeling well one morning. So like she got up and helped get Drew ready to go and then like went back to sleep. And I came home to like, you know, shit shower and shave and then head out the door after dropping Drew off. And as I'm leaving, it was like, it was fully snowing, but I checked the weather and they were like, yeah, none of it's going to stick. And then we're going to get over freezing later today. And it's just all going to like blow away or dry out or whatever. So I just left. Like it was legit snowing, like stuff stuck to my car and but like nothing was sticking to the road. So I'm like, I'm just going to sneak out of the house while my wife doesn't notice that it's snowing and go to work. And everything worked out fine. Like 2 days later, it started snowing again, and she saw. And she's like, "Tell me you're working from home." I'm like, "Fuck, no, I'm going into work." She's like, "But it's snowing." I'm like, "Yo, look at the ground, nothing's sticking." She's like, "But you could be stuck out there. I am not going to deal with being a home alone for 12 hours with Drew without you here. You stay home." I'll come home if it looks like it's sticking. How about that?
Did it work?
Nah, it was fine. Yes, I got out the door. Basically, I just had to, you know, like, realize I was bigger than her and I could do what I wanted.
Horrible.
Yeah. I had, like, meetings and shit. I needed to go.
Meetings, yeah.
Yeah.
Meet these balls.
Fascinating work stuff. I did, today, just hit 4 years with my company.
So
as previously discussed on Tancast, I got a lot of congratulation emails, and starting today, I'm now accruing vacation time 50% faster.
Hot diggity day.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with all this time off.
How much vacation time do you get a year, Andy, now?
I get 15 days of vacation, 6 days of PTO, which is like use it or lose it for anything. So, you know, sick or vacation or whatever. Two quote-unquote celebration days, which are like, you know, floating holidays.
Wait, yeah, how many PTOs days do you get?
Six.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Yeah, so I got, I'm up from 16 to 21, no, sorry, from 18 to 23, use as I choose, days off. And then the company celebrates like 8 or maybe 9 holiday days.
Eight.
What's the standard?
I've worked places before that were over a dozen. Where it was like, you know, you get Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Okay.
And 2 days at Thanksgiving.
We're back on vacation, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, my current company, it's like, it's New Year's Day, it's Christmas Day. Fuck you, come into the office on New Year's Eve.
Well, at least we put it at the end of the episode. It's like when the late night talk shows put the musician at the end so you can just turn it off.
Yep.
Yes,
speaking of work stuff. Oh, nope. We're still talking about vacation. Now I'm going to go back to sleep.
Go ahead, Tim.
No, I don't want to disrupt vacation and make it a vacation sandwich.
No.
Go ahead.
It's totally fine. What are you going to say, bud?
Oh, so my company has acquired some other companies because, you know, we're baller like that.
Yeah.
However, it turns out one of the companies we acquired, their lease was up. So we needed to put them in our building, which meant they were going to go up to the fourth floor, and the people that were there on the fourth floor had to come down to the second floor, which is where we are, and they took our space. So they moved us to the other side of the second floor. And they're like, okay, well, this will happen at the end of February. And then a couple hours later, nope, turns out this is happening Thursday. So everybody pack your shit. We're moving you now.
Wow.
And
wow.
Our department is very quiet. We don't talk on the phone at all. Like, we literally don't have phones at our desk. So, I mean, it's just very quiet. Like, people are just listening to headphones.
That's awesome.
Doing their work. The department they've moved us into is all people doing customer service calls.
Mm.
And some of the most loud-talking people you will ever meet in your life. Okay, ma'am. Well, let me just read that back to you, what I heard.
Let me just read your credit card number out really loud so everyone can hear it, okay? You ready?
I have never heard that happen, but okay.
They did something similar at my work. It was just one guy. Like, there was a space that the dude was in, and, like, they ran out of space, and he was the one guy that got kicked out of that space. He actually works with everybody else in the space that they moved him out of.
That's like the guy in Office Space.
Yeah. So they moved him in with us, because we had, like, one free desk in my area, in my team. So he's, like, we got this one outsider guy. He's a great guy. We all like him. But dude will not pick up his handset. So every phone call he makes is on speakerphone.
Oh, Jesus.
And other people around, because he's used to being in, like, this little, like, small area with, like, a door on it and, like, only, like, two other people in there with him. But no, now he's out, like, in our giant cube farm, stuck in the middle of it with all of us. But, like, he has not adjusted. It's like, oh, dude, he's killing us.
Although I got a pretty sweet spot in the move. I'm right by the printer. I'm right by the window. There's a pillar in front of me. So there's a pillar beside me, so no one can really see me. So I'm like, I almost got my own private little section here.
Nice. That's
you
the dream,
can masturbate.
Jim.
I'm living the dream. Put my Christmas decorations back up. Oh, and we can eat at our desks again. Oh, that's the life.
Nice.
Because we used to, when I first got the job, before we moved to this building, we used to be able to eat at our desks. Mm-hmm. And then they moved us to this new building, and all of a sudden the rule was we couldn't eat at our desks anymore. And we thought it was because of the new building. But then we were talking to the people who were on this side, mm-hmm. the one we're on now, and they're like, oh no, we get to eat at our desks. And come to find out, it was our boss who just didn't want to, who was sick of people eating their lunches at their desks. He's like, get the fuck away from your monitor. You're at your monitor 8 hours a day. Don't spend another half hour eating in front of your monitor. Get up, see the world, get away from your desk.
I think that's respectable.
To which we said, no!
Oh, man.
There's no porn. I mean, news away from my monitor.
I totally agree with that sentiment. Well, of like, get away from your desk for a moment. Like, 15 minutes, like, at least.
Well, my thing was always, like, you can't go somewhere, get food, eat it, and drive back in a half hour, which is our lunch break. Well, that was before, right when we were around a bunch of stuff. Now, like, we're in the middle of this, like, office park. You got to drive all the way, like, a mile to the other side of the freeway before you even hit anything that's, like, you know, lunch options.
Oh.
So there's no chance. And, like, it's the traffic lights are always shitty right there. So it's always like, oh, no, wait. Just wait. Keep waiting. Wait. Then, finally, you can get yourself some food. And so, like, there's no way you can get it, eat it, and come back. So I'm like, I can get it, come back, and then eat it at my desk.
No.
Tim.
Noah.
If you're still there in 3 years, I'll be closer to you.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. That is some long-term planning.
Yeah, I plan to be at my job for 3 years. I don't know about you, buddy.
Sure.
Excellent. We could be best buds again.
Unless you can get me in at your job.
I'd love to.
Get me in there.
Well, we'll take this offline.
Like, I know this guy.
You didn't apply last time there was a position.
He makes funny jokes. It wasn't a position I could do anything with, and they always reject me. When I did think I had
no
qualifications.
No, you could have done this position.
I couldn't have. I can only do missionary, doggy style, reverse cowgirl. That's it.
All right, well.
I feel like you're limiting yourself, Tim.
None of this crazy Kama Sutra shit. Can't put my foot behind my ear. That's nonsensical. Oh, wait. Turns out I can't put my foot behind my ear. I just did it.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, prepare your anus.
What?
What?
Is that flexible?
Sure. I mean, not on its own. I had to pull it with my hands.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm impressed.
You know, I work out.
You get old. Just like me. Well, I don't know why I should not trust this week. Never trust. Never trust your city to displace the, not to displace the homeless when the Super Bowl comes to town.
Oh.
Not today, Facebook meme.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's a good one. Never trust a Facebook meme. Give you political facts.
This week, I hate Grown Ups 2 and Catwoman nearly equally.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! All right, guys. I think we did it.
We done did it again. Yo.
I think we made another mediocre hour of ear slop.
Ear slop.
Hooray!
Gross. I don't want ear slop, Tim. No.
Just like you don't want bloody boogers?
Oh.
No. I want ear... Close.
All right. Next week, ear slop versus bloody boogers. Stand fight.
I think I'd rather have bloody boogers because I don't even know what ear slop is.
You just heard an hour of it.
Oh. I'm just imagining like the physical representation. Oh,
at least
puppy,
it doesn't burn as much.
Puppy monkey baby, by the way. Fucking creepy.
Oh, anyway, God damn.
Goodbye.
I've been seeing that for a while, though. Yeah, we'll talk
was
about
that?
It. I've been seeing it for a while, like before the Super Bowl. I was like, that's random. Oh, it's a Super Bowl ad. Got
it. Yeah. It's like, that is some high-octane nightmare fuel. Puppy, monkey, baby.
Wait, they made a physical puppy monkey baby?
Oh.
You? Like it's a doll or something? Oh, okay. I'm like, are you telling me some like genetic engineers spliced it?
Did someone surgically cobble a puppy monkey baby together?
I'm like, what is Mountain Dew doing with their R&D dollars? Why'd you find a way to make your drink not taste like pee when it gets warm? I don't suppose you were recording for any of that. Oh,
oh
you son of a bitch.
I was recording.
I was recording too.